Ace Podcast.
This is the Coming
Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty.
It's Marty.
Welcome to Paradise. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, what should be your retrospective podcast about MTV's hot legendary shows. Laguna Beach and the Hills. But since it's Monday in 2017, we are talking about the summer finale of MTV's hot new show, CS The Key. It's late, but we are here to entertain you. As always, I am the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty, and with me is the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read, a.k.a. Mr. Visually Rewarding. It's Sam.
It's such a pleasure to be here. We've made it another, 10 weeks down.
Mm-hmm.
Summer's over. We're hitting fall, hoping that fall arrives soon enough in Siesta, and we can get some more shows out.
Yep, so... Yeah, before we get to the meat of the episode, shouts to CS The Key surviving and, you know, getting a second season out of it. Considering everything, it seems like the deck was stacked against them. You know, MTV is not doing so hot, or at least as hot as it was before. A lot of bad publicity coming into this. A lot of people talking about how it's just sort of a ripoff of prior shows, but they survived and they're getting a second season. So we'll see where it goes. We'll be right there for the ride. But right now we got a summer finale to talk about. So let's cut to the feeling. Sam, where do you want to kick off?
Should we click off Chloe and kind of Polly too?
Yeah, let's just get that out of the way. We usually start happy, but this is more pressing, I think.
Yeah. Just on the whole, it seems like Polly started off apologizing for kind of things he said, but then Chloe kind of gave him some tough love for still the remarks. She wants to see a change in him, which it honestly makes the most sense. You know, right. You got to be tough on your friends that are going through certain situations, and yep. He definitely is in a tough situation. And Chloe, I mean, we see that Polly really can't help himself. When he starts drinking, he starts talking, and Chloe just has enough, and it's good on her that she seems like she learned from her psychologist just to leave and not, you know, put yourself in those situations.
Yeah, I thought we were going to see a lot of progress from both of them. Polly started strong. Chloe not, you know, she could have easily, he went with a sob story. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, is legitimate. You go through some stuff, it alters your outlook on life, which is fine, it happens. But Chloe she could have easily just taken the pity route and let him off the hook that quickly, but she didn't. Seems like therapy's going well for her. She's been making a lot of better decisions recently. And when she suggests a good decision to Polly, he sort of just lashes out at her.
Yeah, it seems like he was kind of taking what Chloe did in the beginning of the season before she kind of matured and learned her lesson.
Yep.
Because before, when then would kind of criticize her, I mean, she did get her face knocked in, but
right. It
seems like she might have lashed out to start it from what we've heard from Amanda.
Yes.
And as we all know, Amanda finishes everything.
Yes. And this is supposed to be saved for later on our show, but, you know, we just needed a lot more Amanda on this show. But, okay, so yeah, Polly, I wanted
to, like...
It's
just not a good look.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this guy's finally having a come-to-Jesus moment. And then, nope, Chloe obviously knows him better than we do. We know him based on the show. Based on the show, we know we can't trust him. But, you know, the editing and the writing on these things can lead you to believe that, ooh, nice little redemption story happening. But Chloe knew what was up, and she called him out on it. And when we were trying to be hopeful for him, he failed.
Yeah, we're left not knowing what's going to happen to him or in his situation.
Right. And quite frankly, I don't really care at this moment. There's other more important people here.
Yeah, it's kind of like just lame drama of somebody who kind of needs to figure their stuff out. And we're more interested in like interrelationships and fighting along that way.
Yeah, I'm more into the TV drama. This is a lot of like personal stuff that I don't like. The way he is projecting it is sort of immature, but what he's going through is like super serious, like, and probably isn't good for TV for anyone to be exposed that way.
If it was a different show.
Right. Yeah.
Not Siesta Key.
Right. But, you know, it is what it is until it isn't. Isn't that a quote from today? Or no?
It is now. Because now we're in the future.
Yes.
Or the present, which is the past.
So, speaking of TV, well, first, before we get to that, we don't do this often, but shouts to Alex for finally standing up for Chloe.
Yeah, finally. It took a little too long, but I guess like when you finally season. Yeah, but when you finally get there, and then you got another like six people around you being like, "All right, come on," you kind of have to You kind of have to hop on.
Yeah, and it seemed like Paulie wasn't even aware of why people were getting mad at him.
No, because he kind of got away with it on like the first like of what went on, and they kind of like explained it, and then he just like doubled down on the insults.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
You got to be self-aware.
Yeah, and even Amanda was just like, "Are you serious? You don't know why she left? It was clearly your fault."
But yeah, it's like all jokes are jokes, but there's bad jokes that aren't good. If that even makes sense.
Put that on a t-shirt.
It's going to go from the front to the back.
Hey. Okay, so enough of that stuff. Let's move on to... let's talk about Garrett and Juliet.
Sure. So we kind of...
First of all, shouts to Juliet, who couldn't make it to the viewing party as she's studying. So good luck to you.
Yeah, I'm glad we're done with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we kind of, right off the bat, we get Juliet admitting that what we've already kind of known since kind of happened, that Juliet was using Garrett to get back at Kelsey. But when... You can't do that because you're going to catch feels, and that's not good.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm not going to lie. Once I saw them hanging out a little more, I'm like, hey, kind of on board on this. But obviously, Garrett was not.
I was saying maybe he used Juliet as well to get back with Kelsey.
Yeah.
Because we kind of get that at the end of him proposing an idea that we kind of loop in Kelsey here, that they both are still, they still love each other, maybe just as friends, and it seems like Garrett wanted to maybe rekindle that flame because he was still in love with her,
right?
And we never really got a confirmation from Kelsey, but as I don't know if it looks good for the Garrett and Kelsey, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean,
I prefer Kelsey not with Garrett.
Right. I would prefer
her with Garrett.
I would prefer both of them being single, and maybe in the next block of episodes, we see them
bring in some new character or something like that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, when they were together, what made them interesting was the potential of them breaking up, not exactly their own relationship. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, not that I'm rooting against them finding love with each other, but, you know, based on what we're seeing there and based on what we've seen on Twitter and the Instagram and IRL.
Yeah, you can't really get back together with somebody after kind of what went down already with Alex.
Yeah, so...
And, like, that gets too messy. Like, you can't... It's tough to get back with somebody after that.
Right, so before we... Yeah, imagine being Eskimo brothers with Alex. God dang. before we close the loop on this, let's transition. Since we're talking Kelsey, Alex, you know, grass is always greener. His wandering eye is now with Matt after, I guess, the chase was over with Kelsey. He was like, mission accomplished. And now it's like, oh, now I can't have Madison going there. But before we talk about that, Alex, you know, and Kelsey cut it clean. Just, it's over. Dunzo.
Yeah, I was trying to say, it was kind of like an awkward closing. That they both seemed like they both wanted it to end and weren't on the same page. But when it ended, they were both like, ugh, now what we have to do? Like, we're at this party.
Yeah.
And maybe they could have waited to have this conversation, but I think in a better situation would have been, I don't know, a little more impactful.
Yeah, so their relationship is over. Obviously, still weirdness at the party between Kelsey and Garrett. Nice little strange interaction there between the two of them. You know, Garrett reminding me of me, not in any way physically, but the way he plugs his website. Just, you know, guys hustling.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone I meet, hey, nice to meet you. Like, comment, subscribe, Come Clean Podcast. Follow me on Twitter.
You handwrite it in all your business cards.
It is my business. It doesn't even have my name. It's just at Come Clean Pod. And like a QR code.
Yeah, those really caught on.
So yeah, do we go now to Bradison or let's go to Bradison and then let's go to Alex Madison, which is like the heart of this episode and like this launching off point of next season.
Mm-hmm. Bradison's going strong. Mm-hmm.
Even on the Twitter.
No, their relationship for it has. I don't know how to explain. There wasn't like the spark that we want to see in a TV show where it's like tumultuous and it's either a big uphill or a downhill battle kind of thing. There's it's just been pretty solid from the start.
Right.
There are little hiccups here and there, but they weren't like really together.
Right.
And they finally, as you say, defined the relationship.
Hell yeah.
So, cosine. I mean, they're just in a good spot. There's nothing too much going on. And we're just seeing a healthy, more or less healthy young relationship. And it's kind of refreshing to see that.
Yeah.
In past other shows like The Hills or Laguna Beach, like it doesn't seem like a lot of those relationships were like there was just never like a steady relationship.
Right.
That had just like constant highs.
Yeah. I was going to say it's not even. Yeah. I think a lot of the relationships that are featured on these shows are, you know, like we said with Kelsey and Garrett are hinging on the interest comes from when and how are they going to break up. So it is refreshing and nice to see just like a normal, stable relationship. And it doesn't have to be boring because, yeah, it's a nice change of pace. Like after 10 minutes of drama, we get like a minute of two of them and you're like, okay.
Yeah, like it's when they come on screen, I'm not like, all right, I gotta switch the channel. Like this is right. Gonna be boring.
Yeah, because now I'm trying to think back at other showmances, and yeah, you're right. This is probably the first just regular, like sort of no agenda, no ulterior motive. You know, even like Ronnie and Sammy had like,
I mean, that was terrible. Yeah. That's a terrible example.
No, I know. Like, but they were like the other sort of end-to-end in a relationship. But like it was built on drama.
It could be like a Gianni and a Snooki. I don't know if they had any issues. But Or Polly and his hair product.
Yeah, Laguna, nobody ever had... Yeah, no one's stable in Laguna. We don't get, like, anything long-term until Spencer and Heidi on the hills, and that's...
And that's...
Not now, necessarily a healthy relationship at the time.
During the show, yeah, during the show. Kayfabe only.
Yeah. But yeah, so... I mean, I know we are kayfabe only. Do you think Brad is in living the gimmick or for real still together based on their tweets?
Ooh. I think they're living the gimmick for now.
Why is that?
I think it's tough to sustain a relationship on a TV show. I don't know. I don't really have a reason.
Right. Oh, man.
It's been a quick 2 months.
Right.
And it seems interesting that, I don't know, I guess Alex and Madison could still be friends, but maybe a lot can happen over this 2 months.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're in October now, 2 months, and that was 4th of July. Like, the next episodes are going to be only over August and September.
Right.
Theoretically.
Right.
So, man. I don't know how that's working in our reality.
I think I just worked myself into a shoot, brother. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just hoping that it's all for real.
But... Hey, it definitely might be. Like, I don't think we've seen anything like official on their like timelines or anything like
that.
No,
they tweeted today.
Yeah, but like, what does that mean?
What was that when?
I need to see some like Facebook status.
Oh, well, we're not like Facebook friends with them yet. No, but Brandon was like, you know, like, I want you to be in my future. Do you see that one?
Yeah, I did see that one.
Yeah, and then she was like, you are my future. I was like, oh my God, Garrett just took off his shirt on Facebook Live. Sorry, I'm just reading.
Are you watching the live stream? Oh no, the tweets.
Yeah, Mama Deb. Shouts to Mama Deb.
Yeah, tweeted. Fantastic character.
Oh man. Also, Spencer is tweeting right now. Don't you have a child?
He's probably sleeping.
He's probably live streaming his kid right now.
He has content coming out, but nothing fully released yet.
Oh. Already training the child to feed hummingbirds.
Yeah, I can't wait for that Snapchat.
All right, we got like about 10 minutes left on our reaction podcast, and I want to get to sort of that was basically the episode. We're going to talk about sort of the cliffhanger that launches us into the next 8 episodes that got picked up, and then we'll look back at the season as a whole. So what did you think, or what happened? Let the good people know. Just paint the picture of where we're at.
Well, one, we don't know what happened with Kelsey and Garrett, if they are deciding to get back together or need more time. We got Chloe getting a call from Polly, Chloe denying the call, Polly slamming down a drink, still drinking. We have Juliet just sitting in a pool floating, which was very dramatic. And no, Alex was looking out a window. But then we get a nice 2 months later, Alex FaceTimes Madison and his jaw, he's in a neck brace and his jaw's wired shut. So something went down.
Oh, I kind of hope that it was also Amanda's doing. That would be awesome.
That would, yes. Because that would give Amanda new life.
Oh yeah,
because right, we basically after the second episode and some of the third, like yeah. She was just there,
right?
Maybe she's trying to pull away a little bit, but
yeah, she's just snatching body parts all over the place.
She's the bone collector,
right? All right. Before we move on to the season as a whole, we got to crown, as always, an MVP of the week.
It's the MVP. Of the week.
All right, just for this week, who is your MVP?
I think I'm going to give it to just Madison.
Ooh, just Madison. Reasons?
I think that she possibly could have gone down a wrong road with Alex expressing his love, mm-hmm. and she was able to be shut it down and suppress kind of like what she's been trying to get over for 8 years. And then I like to see that she, you know, fully committed to Brandon. And I think that was a solid move on her part.
Nice. So more.
And she's still like no drama whatsoever. Right. So.
Yeah. She kind of like drama comes at her, then she just repels it.
Yes. She's smart.
Yes. And I'm going to give mine to Chloe. Oh. Because of the vast improvements that we've seen from her. Personality-wise, really maturing a lot. And this episode, you know, we've seen her standing up for herself and now actively trying to get toxic people out of her life. And, you know, good for her. And I think this next segment is going to be super easy.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I mean, I didn't
do
anything wrong.
All right, probably the easiest question of the week. Who are we flushing down?
I'm flushing down Polly.
All right, and that's unanimous. Nothing personal.
Jabroni!
1 second.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning of the season.
Jabroni!
Sorry, you needed
to. In the beginning of the season, like we said, like, he was solid going all the way through, and then the past two episodes just have not been good.
Yeah, not the best showing from him at all.
No.
No further comment. Okay, so let's look back in our remaining time here. Let's look back at the season in terms of, I got a couple questions, you know, ready to throw at us, but in terms of expectations, how did CSTK perform?
Exceeded my expectations tenfold. I was going into it with relatively low expectations, just from the modern age we're used to, how things used to be in terms of, I guess, faux reality mm-hmm. television, mm-hmm. and this brought the heat, brought new music, great visuals. Good, better editing,
right? Tighter story.
The story got a lot better as it went on. So, two thumbs up.
All right. Yeah, I agree. I don't think we came into it very hopeful. We were like, hey, we gotta get those hits. You know, this is probably gonna be canceled real quick. So it's not gonna be a lot of work. But 10 weeks later, we are still here, and we got 8 to go when they come back, minimum. So yeah, pleasant surprise, very entertaining. I'll give him that. Realistic, who knows? You know, it is what it is. I mean, we watch a lot of scripted shows, so at this point, who's to say what's real? So yeah, I enjoyed it. How about on the comparisons with, since it's from the same producers, the comparisons were going to be inevitable, comparisons with Laguna Beach?
That's tough. I actually think it's also just the time frame. Mm-hmm.
It's different because they're a lot older on this one.
Yes, and they're like can actually drink. Whereas right. like when high school, it had that nostalgia feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the drama maybe relates more to our lives now a little bit.
Right.
And it's a little more serious drama. Whereas Laguna and Beach in the Hills was very high school of like, oh, you like him, like that kind of stuff. Whereas right. this kind of gets real with like people's careers and decisions with life and like future plans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that actually is a nice, it's actually really uplifting or not uplifting. It's a really good new perspective.
Yeah, it's tough to compare just because of the life stages that people are in. But I think the biggest point of difference from the two, I think there's room for both. This was a lot more story driven, where there was like tight story arcs for each of the characters. Laguna was really being carried by the characters themselves. Like, we attached ourselves to Stephen Coletti and to Lauren Conrad and to all those people. So I would say the characters of Laguna, I mean, I felt more of a connection with them, which is why I think I still enjoy Laguna more, but I guess it is still different in terms of enjoyment. But yeah, as far as must-watch TV, like when I was in high school, like I'll watch Laguna either when it's on, if I miss it, no big deal, I'll watch the rerun. This one, it's like, even without the pod, I would be like, I gotta watch this show week after week because I don't want to miss it. So room for both. Let's put all the comparisons to bed, no matter how big the publications are who, you know, make those comparisons. It's just not, it's not a good one. So yeah, shouts to whoever came up with, you know, how they presented this, because I think it stands on its own. Okay, next, last couple of questions here. MVP of the season. Give me your top three, like your three nominees, okay, and then give the award.
All right. I'm going to have Bradison.
Okay.
We're going to give it Chloe.
Uh-huh.
And Deb.
Ooh.
And the winner is Deb.
Whoa! Shout out, Mama Deb.
I just think on the whole that any time that she came on screen, there's a very touching storyline.
Mm-hmm.
She always provided great advice from the motherly standpoint to her daughter, always trying to keep her on the right track. Told her that live your life kind of thing, and just no flaws, flawless.
All right. Good choice. You know, not the most in your face character, but still there. I just put up a poll because I forgot to ask people who was the biggest jabroni of Siesta Key, but we'll get to that. We'll see if we'll get enough votes by the time we get to it in a couple minutes. My nominees for MVP, gonna go also with Bradison as a nominee. I'm gonna go Bradison. I'm gonna go Chloe, and I'm going to go. Bradison, Chloe, and Kelsey.
Ooh.
And I'm going to crown Kelsey as my MVP of the season.
Wow.
Yes. I think a lot of the drama revolved around her. A lot of the drama had her involved. Like, if there, I want to say like 7 out of 10 of dramatic moments involved her. Even though 10 out of 10 involve Chloe in one form or another. But a lot of the stories went through her. She had a hand in the Alex Juliet situation, obviously her and Garrett, and then her and Alex, and then Juliet and Garrett, which I think was the most compelling story arc of the whole thing. I think she showed a lot of, as the new girl in town, you know, she was... There was I'm trying to find the words here. There was a risk that she would be sort of boring and just sort of fall off the wayside, but she did not. And we saw a lot of sides to her. We were up and cheering for her the whole time, and then we were like, "Ooh, what are you doing with Alex? That's sketchy." Yeah. But yeah, I think, you know, when she told us she would redeem herself, I think slowly but surely she did end up redeeming herself.
I like to say everything comes back to level.
Yeah.
And if you're naturally a good person, things usually work out.
Yeah. So shouts mother-daughter duo, the MVPs of the season so far. Okay. Last one. Who is going to get your jabroni of the season? I'm going to need three nominees.
Alex,
mm-hmm,
Polly,
mm-hmm,
and Grant.
Oh, yes. Great call.
It's a dark horse. It's tough. I guess kind of have to go with Alex on this one.
Ooh.
Jabroni!
All right, reasons.
Just on the whole, just not my type of way I like to see how he kind of – he can't make up his mind. Mm-hmm. When he finally has something good, he kind of either pushes it away or goes on to something that he can't get. Mm-hmm. And I think that just kind of caused a lot of the drama, which I guess we wouldn't really have a show if right. there wasn't otherwise. But I actually, a lot of his storylines, I wasn't fully interested in. I was mm-hmm. more the people that were involved
yep.
around him.
Yep.
So that's kind of why he's the jabroni.
All right.
Maybe an easy out, but.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was trying to think of when I was putting up the poll, I was trying to think of people to put in there, and.
I was it's going strong.
Yeah. I'm going to go. My nominees, I think I'll go the same. Alex, Pauly, and Grant. It's kind of unfair to Grant. I guess pound yeah. for pound, he was the biggest jabroni because just such a huge impact in one episode.
But yeah, you can't. It's tough.
I'm going to go with Alex, too. I don't think he... I think the last episode was like MTV's Hail Mary shot at trying to get him some redemption. And I was just not buying it. Pauly made a late surge to be the jabroni of the season, but Alex was pretty consistent throughout and proving himself to be the king of the jabrones, the Jobero, the jabrones. So before we sign off here, People's Choice, we set up a poll on Twitter at Coming Clean Pod. The People's Choice MVP of CS the Key. Congratulations, the people, the good people, have chosen Bradison. So congrats to them. It was a tight race. Bradison and Chloe. Chloe's the runner-up, followed by Other. We don't know who. Just Other. So shouts to Bradison, People's Choice MVP of the season. And I think we have a decent sample size here as to who the jabroni of the season. And we are getting that. I think it's a function of the late surge, but Pauly Paul, People's Choice jabroni of the season.
Jabroni!
And some late nominee from one of our listeners saying Kelsey's the jabroni of the season, but I'm not buying. I'm not buying that at all. She's my MVP.
Shout out our number one fan.
Yes, shouts to you, Melinda. Any final thoughts on the season? Give me your one sentence sign off for season one.
DTR is always the way to go.
Amen. Amen. Shouts to you on that one. And mine is going to be Need More Amanda.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sam, tell the good people where they can find us. We are back on Friday for the Hills.
All right, you guys can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. At our website at www.comingcleanpod.xyz. Check email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about the podcast.
Big shout out to MTV for putting up this awesome show. Looking forward to the next 8 episodes. Stay tuned. Fridays, we are back to once a week. The Hills, we are starting season 2 of The Hills this week. So stay tuned for that. A lot of fun times. If you want us to react to any more shows, let us know to at all the social channels that Sam just said. And as always, thank you to Radical Something for our hot theme song, Paradise in You. We'll see you Friday. Sam, what do they got to do while waiting?
Always got to rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.